Parental advisory sticker. This program may contain explicit content.
All right, hey, what's up, Detroit? This is Quinto Sol. Estás escuchando Two Raw Radio.
De la luna, como mi padre en este mundo solo hay una, es la tierra del sol, mi gente tiene estilo y está llena de sabor, soy fuerte como el tequila, también soy bravo como el licor, verde, blanco y rojo, ese es mi color, no tengo dinero pero me sobra el valor, por muy frío que se encuentre siempre traigo el calor, no olvido mi raíz, soy hijo del país, orgulloso yo me siento de este gran país. Soy pariente de Villa, también de Zapata. Destápate un Tecate, después una modelo. Ya estuvo chido, compa, con esta me consuelo.
Hecho en México, compa, te va. Hecho en México, te va a gustar. Hecho en México, compa, te va. Hecho en México, te va a gustar. Hecho en México, compa, te va. Hecho en México, te va a gustar. Hecho en México, compa, te va. Hecho en México.
Por dónde comenzar, tantas cosas que tenemos, nunca voy a terminar. Aquellos malinchistas yo los voy a fusilar. Soy azteca, chichimeca, zapoteca, indio, yaqui, tarasco y maya. Libra por libra somos los mejores, kilo por kilo somos los campeones. Me gusta el pulque, adoro el tamal, me gustan las tortillas recién hechas en comal. Chingón pa' todo, soy profesional, sobrevivo donde quiera, siempre encuentro la manera. En todos los lugares yo levanto mi bandera. Somos reales, nos gustan los nopales, le hacemos a todo cualquier tipo de jale. Chale, no tienen chanza, el nombre de México tatuado en mi panza.
Hecho en México, compa, te va. Hecho en México, te va a gustar. Hecho en México, compa, te va. Hecho en México, te va a gustar. Hecho en México, compa, te va. Hecho en México, te va a gustar. Hecho en México, compa, te va. Hecho en México, te va a gustar.
Vivo y directo de la Sierra Morada, poniéndote Pechitlán pa' atrás en el mapa. Librado de mi jaula, el sol en mi cara, pulsando en mis venas, es el orgullo en mi corazón. El mismo que oye en mi voz, el mismo que no se conquistó, el mismo que viajó a una tierra extranjera, nunca olvidando a mi cultura. Regresé con mi gente para dar mi respeto, y esta la dedico a mis paisanos, cultivando la tierra, plantando la siembra y después de la temporada disfrutando la cosecha. Somos pobres pero honrados, lo claro es lo decente. México bello llamado, si muero fuera de ti, que digan que estoy durmiendo y que me traigan a ti.
Hecho en México, compa, te va. Hecho en México, te va a gustar. Hecho en México, compa, te va. Hecho en México, hecho en México, compa, te va. Hecho en México, te va a gustar. Hecho en México, compa, te va. Hecho en México.
Right.
Yeah, man, my people's Quinto. So what up though, man?
What's hey the... what's up
hey man, just chilling, man. Glad to have you on tonight, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's looking forward to the show you got coming up in Detroit.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys having us in the show. Yeah, I mean, Detroit, man, it's only like what, like 4 miles from Chicago, so I consider Detroit like, you know, our home as well, because we used to go out there and, you know, get on the, you know, with the mixtapes and all that.
So you've been out in Detroit before, huh?
Oh yeah, yeah, man. You know, we're like, you know, back in the days when, I don't know if you guys know, are familiar with a Mexican fiesta they used to throw down in Detroit.
Yeah, Mexican fiesta. We know Mexican fiesta.
Like the restaurant.
Man, Verner.
Every year.
No doubt, you were out there, man. So you know about Southwest. You know about Southwest Detroit, then.
Oh yeah, definitely, most definitely.
Okay, because I
used to go out there when they used to have the fiesta right downtown Detroit.
Wow, that's cool, man. But you ever play a show here before?
No, this is going to be our first time.
That's cool. So this is a historic event right here. You know what I'm saying? First time you guys hit the stage in the D. So you're looking forward to it. I take you guys play a lot of shows.
Yeah, we do, bro. We do this Spanish hip hop. You know, though we do Spanish hip hop, but it's growing. You know what I mean? It's growing, not only in the States, but like Latin America, Mexico, all the countries that listen to Spanish hip hop. You know, it's getting bigger.
And what separates Spanish hip hop from, you know, just like, you know, what people consider just your regular hip hop? You know, I mean, everything's hip hop to me, but I know, you know, the Spanish hip hop has a different feel to it.
Well, you know what? You know, at the end of the day, it's all hip-hop, no matter what. You can do Chinese, Spanish, Japanese hip-hop. It's all hip-hop. You know what I mean? It's all come from the struggle. You know, and Spanish is no different. It's like, if you, you know what I mean? If you translate songs of Spanish hip-hop into English, you'll know it's the same. It's just a different language. You know what I mean?
It's true, man. It's like, I mean, hip-hop has grown so much, it's crazy to think how worldwide and global it really has become, and how there's like so many different languages and dialects of hip-hop now.
Right, right.
But you know what? What doesn't change is like the beats, man. People still like, say you, even if you don't understand the language, sometimes, man, them beats will speak to you. And you can just feel them, you know? I mean, like, I've heard some like French hip-hop where I don't even know what they're saying at all, man, but the music is dope.
You feel it, you know what I mean? You feel the pain, you feel the joy, you feel everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But, like, you guys do a lot of festivals and a lot of stuff like that?
We try to get in all that, but we also, like, you know, we don't really, you know, we always been giving the music to the fans, you know what I mean? So our fans are, like, real, like, I mean, like, the type of fans you want to have, you know what I mean?
If we do a show
like in Detroit, you're gonna see the fans are gonna come out and they come like, you know, like
the fans are definitely excited.
You know, how can I explain the type of fans that we have? It's like they really feel our music.
So they're really passionate about it.
Especially the Mexicanos, the Latinos here in the States, they really feel our music.
No doubt. Do they like, they know your lyrics lyric by lyric? They the type of cats who just, you know, spit it along with you?
Right. That's exactly the type of fans that we got, you know, because they, you know, we give it to them like how it is, you know what I mean? Because they, you know, like, you know, the Mexicans, they really have it bad over here, you know? So when we stick to them, we know, you know, we tell them the truth.
Yeah, you know, no, you're right, because this country really does not, they really do not treat the Mexican community well. I mean, really. It is messed up. I mean, do you guys, you know, through your music, do you guys address a lot of those subjects through what you guys do?
Just about every subject that you can think of, you know what I mean? Like yeah, well, but you know, so many subjects, so many topics that we can talk about, you know, the Spanish hip-hop that just about every single song that we have has a concept behind it.
Are you big into, like, you know, like the whole protest side of politics stuff? Is that your music, or your music a little more?
You know, we give it more like everyday kind of like struggles. You know what I mean? But we can get on that level as well. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, we do it with say like we're doing a song about the struggle, everyday struggle. We put some more political stuff in it. You know what I mean?
Now, you guys, I've noticed that. I see it in your songs. You guys represent Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Is that? I also saw like you guys are from, you know, originally from Mexico, Chicago. Where are you guys based out of? Where did all this happen?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay, what's up in Milwaukee these days, man? Years ago, I interviewed homeboy Cuckoo Cal out of Milwaukee on here.
Yeah. I mean, Milwaukee's always been, you know what I mean? It's so close to Chicago. They just always get outshined by Chicago. But Milwaukee always had its pockets, you know what I mean, people coming out. And I really feel that Milwaukee, Chicago, all these area is really like a place where you can test the music, you know, because everyone passes through here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
so
for
we
sure.
We always like, we kind of like, and Detroit as well, you know what I mean? We're not like East Coast or West Coast, we're right in the middle.
Believe so me, Milwaukee's going through
kinda like experimental, you know what I mean? If they Midwest like the hip-hop, you know it's going to hit anyway. You know what I mean?
Midwest does support the music for sure, but I think Milwaukee's a lot like how Detroit, like years ago in Detroit, we always had artists out there and making noise, but we always were trying to get more cats out there. And now, like, Detroit really, really knows, you know, people know Detroit on the map of hip-hop. You know, it's one of those cities.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I think Milwaukee's a lot like that, man. It's one of them cities where, you know, it's coming up, and you're going to hear more and more people out of Milwaukee, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Most definitely.
Because, man, like you said, the Midwest, man, we all can relate to the same stuff, going through the same thing. You know, you guys got a big, like, Latino community in Milwaukee?
Bro, if I tell you, there's no one place in the United States where you don't find a Latino community, bro.
No, everywhere, and bro. Everywhere.
Yeah, we everywhere. You know what I mean?
But it's Milwaukee, like, I know Chicago's huge.
What's that?
Like, Chicago's huge. You know what I'm saying? Like, Chicago's got, like, such
well,
a huge.
Well, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised at how the Latino community would be, like, in all the cities. Like, Milwaukee is big, too. As a matter of fact, the biggest Mexican fiesta is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
For real?
Yeah, bigger than Chicago, bigger than L.A., bigger than New York. That's the biggest. You ever heard of Summerfest, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, they do it right there in Summerfest.
Oh,
and
that's
those crowds
cool.
are big. You know what I mean? It's not like a big, it's a big site. So
summer's out there in Milwaukee around and popping, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's big. Milwaukee's big. And you know, I like the city. It's a big city, but you don't have the traffic. You know what I mean?
No, that's cool, dude. Traffic's horrible because, like, in Detroit, man, you got to have a car to get everywhere. And the traffic's always messed up. You know, it's just right. I don't even want Chicago's got the worst traffic around. I don't even like driving through there. You know, it's
right.
For real. But Chicago does support Milwaukee. Do you guys like support each other, vice versa?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Always. Chicago has always been good for us. You know,
that's cool.
We lived
cool.
in Chicago before.
Yeah.
Before we moved to Milwaukee, so a lot of people know us up there, and the DJ, which is my, you know, it happens to be my brother that one that produces the music. He used to be a big house and freestyle DJ in Chicago.
And they love that in Chicago.
Yeah.
So where'd you guys start actually doing hip-hop? Like, what city, where'd you guys start out, like, really?
Milwaukee.
So you guys were doing, you started out really in Milwaukee. You moved other places, but
right.
It all generated right. from Milwaukee. All right, that's cool.
Right.
No, that's dope, man. And I know people love it, dude. I mean, this stuff is good music, bro.
Oh, thanks, man. Like I say, you know, like people that listen to hip-hop, it don't matter what language. You know what I mean? If you feel it, you feel the music, you feel the pain, you're going to understand, you know, where we're coming from, you know?
No, I totally do, man. And, like, you know, now how are you got a new album out now, or what are you guys doing? Where are you at in your creative process?
Now we have an album that came out September. September, and it's called Universal Language, but in Spanish it's Lengua Universal. You know, we always been independent. I mean, we've been through the channels of the distribution through Sony to Universal and all that, but it's always been independent. You know what I mean? We just turned in the project and they did the distribution when back in the days. Now we totally, you know, with the digital world, we don't need no labels no more, you know what I mean?
You guys find it a lot better like that? That you guys
like, you know, before the labels didn't really have the power because you couldn't put your music up Walmart. You have to go through them. Now if you have a fan that is in Russia, in China, whatever, the minute that you put it out, they're going to be able to buy it.
And it's crazy.
It's streaming, you know what I mean?
It's crazy, so, man. We go through the same thing. It blows my mind that cats in like Berlin and these places like listen to this radio show and stuff. It's like it's nuts, man, because back when I started doing radio, I never thought like something like that could happen. I just always knew the people around the hood and around like Detroit could hear it. Now it's nuts. Right. It's nuts how the internet has changed a lot, and especially like what you guys are doing. You can reach people in all continents with that stuff.
Right.
Have you guys ever played overseas? You guys been outside of, you know, you guys been outside of the U.S.?
Yeah, we've been to Colombia. We've been to Bolivia. It surprised me when we went to Bolivia. They knew every single song over there. I was like, what? But it was really cool.
Bolivia sounds crazy. It sounds like you guys got to get like a military escort or something over there, dude.
I mean, it was cool, man. It was cool. People were like, they were loving it. You know what I mean? They really appreciate when groups go out there. Because they, you know, they don't get to see that many, you know, that many groups going through there or whatever. So when groups go down there, they really take care of you. They really appreciate the music, you know?
No, that's really tight, man. I always see that. Like, when I watch these shows on, you know, online or on Netflix, when they got these artists and stuff, it's like when you see the response from these other countries, it's just, it's crazy, man. I mean,
hip-hop is really, it was really taking over, you know, everywhere.
It's good, you know? No, it is. It's great, man. You know, and I know you got a lot of videos out there. I was just talking about we played some Frost. How did that come about, hooking up with a legend, man? I mean, in the Latino hip-hop community, hip-hop period, Kid Frost is that dude.
You know, I mean, we grew up listening to Frost, you know what I mean? He's one of our influences, you know what I mean? Cypress Hill,
WH for our dear one.
Von Duvies, you know, all the Latino groups that we used to listen to it. But at the same time, we used to listen to Biggie, Pac, you know what I mean? All, you know, Mobb Deep, you know? So, Twista, you know? So we really, our music is a combination of, like, all the West Coast, East Coast, Midwest, and then with a little twist of Spanish music, you know what I mean? So, because we listen to Spanish music as well, so our music has an influence on that as well, you know?
I always like how Spanish music always sounds just positive, man, a lot of times. It's just like, you know, man, there's some other music out there that gets people down, but a lot of time you hear Spanish, man, it's got you kind of like, you know, just kind of good, kind of hype.
And right.
Like,
well, you know how that collaboration with Kid Frost started, that we approached him. I said, hey, you know what? We have a song. It's called Lowrider, because we got lowriders here in the Midwest as well. But you know what? I feel like it wouldn't be certified if we don't have an OG Frost, the one that started putting lowriders on the videos. You know what I mean?
He did, man. I know cats think of like Snoop and all them for all the lowriders, but really Frost was doing that stuff like years before.
Yeah. You know what? And they know that, and then they give him props. They give him props as well. You know what I mean? Because they know he's the one that started putting the lowriders on the videos. And you know what? When we approached him, he even told us, you know, that surprised me too. Because when we approached, he's like, yeah, you know what? He told us, I feel honored that you guys asked me to be in one of your projects, because I know you guys don't have no features in your songs or in your album. And then that caught me by surprise, man, you know, because being Frost, we looked up to him, and for him to tell us that, it was something big for us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We respect people if they did it before us, you know?
No, man, so, that's really good to hear, man, because a lot of people need to really realize you have to respect what became before you.
Oh, yeah, bro. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them, to be honest, because we be listening to them, getting hyped, getting inspired, you know? So you got to give it up to them, you know? You got to give the props. You got to pay respect to the people that did it before you.
But you know what? That mentality, you know, in the Latino culture is there, man. I mean, like, a lot of times I see that, you know, like, the Latino community supports each other and stuff. Like, there's a lot of other communities in this country that just do not support each other. I mean, and we all need to support each other all around, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, one thing about, I can tell you about the Mexican community, bro. It's like, once they like you, once you get in it, they support you for life, man. They ain't the type of fans that they're going to tell you, oh, I like so-and-so now, I don't like you no more. No, they're going to support you till the end. And if they like someone else, they're going to support that person as well. I think the Mexicans, Latinos in general, are the ones that consume more music.
Oh, for sure. You know what I mean? For sure, man. Like, I agree with you, man. I mean, like, some stores have even made dedicated sections just to, you know, Latino music because they know how big it is in this country. I mean, it, all over the world. But I see, like, you go to Walmart straight up, they got their own section. Nobody else does.
Right.
I mean, for real. Right. You don't got, like, the German section. I mean, that's just how it goes. And it's tight, man. I mean, there's a lot of good music. And it's cool that you guys are, like, now, I noticed, like, most of your music is in Spanish. Do you guys do, like, I mean, like, Cypress Hill would have an English version and a Spanish version. You guys ever do stuff like that?
You know what? I'll be honest with you, man. Like, you know, in Spanish is our first language.
Okay.
I wanted to do it right. You know what I mean? I feel like if I would have done it in English, it would have sounded a little bit like Scarface. You know what I mean?
Ah, okay. You better sound like Scarface, huh?
You know, man.
And you're not talking about Scarface from the Ghetto Boys. We're talking about no, Tony Montana,
the
homie.
Movie.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? So it'll be a little bit tough.
Now, if you start sounding like Scarface the rapper in Houston, that's kind of tight, dog. I want to hear that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, just think about it. Before, when we started like back in, what, 1999? Our first album came out in 2000.
Okay.
So it was like, you know, back then it was like, Spanish wasn't too, you know, I mean, it wasn't, people weren't really feeling it. But now, since like everyone is getting it, you know what I mean? So back then, if I would have done English, I think it would have sounded a little bit like, oh man, this guy needs to lose that accent, you know what I mean? So, but I, you know, that's.
But that's real talk, man. That's honest. You know, that's cool, you know what I mean? If that's what you should be doing, you should. I mean, just because you know another language, man, you can't do it all like that. I've heard it. You know, like, I've heard rappers try to do it, and sometimes it's a train wreck. Sometimes it just, it's not the same as you. It's just not.
And you know what? It's not even about the accent either. It's about the vocabulary. You know what I mean? If I want to say something, I want you to feel it. So I'm going to come out the words, and I know you're going to understand it. You know what I mean?
Plus, you're going to have to adjust your song because, like, usually when you're writing a rap, it rhymes. So then if you switch up the language and the words just don't rhyme, it just doesn't it doesn't flow the same way.
Right. And we wanted to do it right, you know what I mean? So that was I said, you know what, let's do Spanish. You know, as a matter of fact, that's how we started. We started promoting because I wanted to hear like a Mexican telling the story, telling the experiences, you know what I mean?
Right.
And we helped some rappers, you know, from Chicago, they were Latinos or whatever. But they couldn't really do what I wanted to hear. So that's how Quinto Sol really was born. I was like, man, I gotta tell my experience. I want to tell my people's experience. So the only way I can do it is, you know, ourselves. We gotta do it ourselves, but we're gonna have to do it in Spanish. And then that's how this Spanish hip-hop in Chicago with Quinto Sol was born. You know what I mean? Out of the necessity of having someone speak your experiences. I don't know if you know what I mean.
No, I feel what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? I think you, people get the idea, definitely, man. And they can hear you do that live here in Detroit on March 16th. You're going to be live. It's going down, man. This venue is right off Lafayette. Hey, Young Prophet in the studio, tell them where this place is at, man. You know, you're my ghetto tour guide, bro.
It's on Waterman and Lafayette.
Waterman, man. Lafayette, right off the freeway, Bosque. Right off 75.
It's called El Bosque.
Oh yeah. I want all Detroit to be there because you know this is the first time you're gonna hear some Spanish hip hop that I know. When you walk out of there, you'll be like, you know what? I didn't know Mexicanos can rap that way or their music is felt that way and you know, being that it's hip-hop, you know what I mean? Because hip-hop was born in the United States, in New York. So, you know what I mean? That's his birthplace. But then you're going to know, like, whoa, from New York went to worldwide. You know what I mean? And you're going to know that people feel their music, you know, feel it in Spanish because the feeling's there, people connect. And music is really universal, like our new like our latest album is called Universal Language. It's really what it is, you know.
And
what I mean?
What's cool about
music
this, bro?
Is music, no matter what language.
Is this shows all ages? So man, like, you know, these kids, can really come see what you're doing, because from what I get from your music, man, it is not the type of music that you know, kids can't hear. I mean, there's some stuff, there's just some artists that really need to check themselves far as what they do as content wise and you guys just look like, you know, it look like it's a good message, you know.
You know, yeah, from the get-go, that's what we really were careful to do. You know what I mean? We were always, like, conscious about, you know, what I want to do music. But when I have kids, I won't be embarrassed to listen to my music with them.
You do want to be proud of it, man.
I want them to be proud. You know what I mean?
I remember when I was a little boy, my mom bought me my first Quinto Sol CD, La Sangre Nunca Muere.
Your mom bought you that, dog? Your mom's cool, dude.
I'm not going to lie. She brought me that CD.
You got a cool mom, brother.
Like, mijo, here's your for your birthday.
My mom bought me Boys the Men as a kid, homie.
That's cool. You know, that's what we really want. We want parents that can listen to their music with their kids. You know what I mean? And you know what? At the same time, though, it's not preachy or nothing. It's still hard. You know what I mean? If you pay attention, it's still hard. But we're giving it to you with a different twist. Because you can say the same thing, but you can't. I'm gonna give you an example, right? Like, you can just say to anybody that you're gonna, I don't know, whatever. Say something bad, right, to someone. You don't have to say cuss to them for them to understand you. You can just tell them the same thing, but with nice words. And they're gonna understand, be like, this guy knows what he's talking about. You know what I mean? And you know what? The funny thing about our music is the people that've been through a lot of stuff, bro. When they hear how we speak it, they're like, man, I know what they're talking about. Because that's how it really is. You know what I mean? It's just one of those words that you gotta, it has double meaning to things. You know what I mean? Spanish, it's a lot of double meaning. So that helped us.
That's cool, man. I'm glad you guys realized the power music really has, you know? I mean, there's a lot of power in words, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, and that word travels fast when it comes to his music. So that's what's up, man. So you guys going to be performing the whole catalog out here or what?
We're going to try to give it as much as we can. And you know what? You know who did taste that? The people, the crowd. If we see them, they're into it and they're loving it, we're going to give it to them. You know what I mean? And that's what always happens. You know what I mean? No matter how big of a crowd, we're going to give it to them. If the crowd is going to give us the energy, we're gonna give it back right back to them. That's how we work.
So you're saying you guys should show up, put as much energy into this show, and you guys are gonna give it right back. All right,
exactly. That's how it works. I want Detroit to show us how Detroit really does it. You know what I mean?
That's like, cool.
As far as getting to hip hop,
and we're gonna give away some tickets tonight when we're off air here. You know what I'm saying? We'll give away a couple pairs of tickets to some listeners.
Let's do it.
Who can come out there, kick it, man. You know what I'm saying? It'll be a great time. Hey, man, anything else you want to, you know, stress to the citizens of Detroit, Michigan, man?
Well, I want to thank everyone in Detroit, because Detroit was one of the first cities that started supporting us when we first started as DJs, you know what I mean? And I want to tell everyone that, you know what I mean, no matter what you do, you got to do it 100%, you know, because we were, like, really hesitating and putting the Spanish hip-hop because we didn't know how people was going to take it. But then we didn't know that they were waiting for that. So I want to thank the whole city of Detroit for always supporting us. And we want to see whoever can make it at March 16th to be there.
It sounds like a plan, man. Mark your calendars now. That's why we want to get you on now, man. You know what I'm saying? So we can put the word out there. You know, when the show plays back, we can, you know, get it out there a little more. So, you know, by the time the show comes around, man, you know, it's going to be a beautiful thing, you know?
All right. You know, thank you guys for having us. And, you know, anybody that wants to know more about our music, just go to our website, quintosol.com. It's KINTOSOL.
Ella se fue, aún me acuerdo cuando te dejé. Ahora sé que yo me equivoqué. Son las lágrimas que te lloré. Todo fue un error, tal vez lo sé. Hoy me acuerdo cuando te dejé. Ahora sé que yo me equivoqué. Son las lágrimas que te lloré. Todo fue un error, tal vez lo sé.
Me equivoqué. Perdóname, mi amor. se fue por culpa mía. Ahora extraño su simple compañía y las cosas hermosas que ella me decía. Sin embargo, yo no correspondía, sabiendo que sufría, me da melancolía. Ciego estaba, muy mal que la trataba, y por mucho tiempo con otra la engañaba. No me importaba su cariño, su amor, y ahora por ella yo muero de dolor. Se secó la flor porque nunca la regué. Lentamente fue muriendo y nunca lo noté. Espero mis lágrimas algún día la retoñen. Entiendo sus razones, espero y me perdone. Yo mismo la empujé, no puedo quejarme, y solo sus recuerdos van a quedarme. Ella se fue.
Aún me acuerdo cuando te dejé. Ahora sé que yo me equivoqué. Son las lágrimas que te lloré. Todo fue un error, tal vez lo sé. Hoy me acuerdo cuando te dejé. Ahora sé que yo me equivoqué. Son las lágrimas que te lloré. Todo fue un error, tal vez lo sé.
Hablando con la almohada, recuerdo tus caricias, de tus ojos la mirada, el perfume de tu cuerpo, la figura de tu pelo. Eras tan hermosa, de todo tenía celos. No quería perderte, ese era mi temor. Yo sé que fue mi culpa, te trataba de lo peor. Estoy arrepentido, la tristeza bien hundido. Ando vagabundo como un pájaro sin nido. De tu amor me burlé, todo lo dejé. Tú fuiste la mujer en quien yo tanto soñé. Fui de todo, borracho, mujeriego. No te puse atención, no sé por qué yo estaba ciego. Sufriste a mi lado, fui compañero malo. Quiero recuperarte, ahora veo todo claro. Mi guitarra está llorando, suena de dolor. Quisiera estar contigo para darte yo mi amor.
Ella se fue. Aún me acuerdo cuando te dejé. Ahora sé que yo me equivoqué. Son las lágrimas que te lloré. Todo fue un error, tal vez lo sé. Hoy me acuerdo cuando te dejé. Ahora sé que yo me equivoqué. Son las lágrimas que te lloré. Todo fue un error, tal vez lo sé.
Now streaming the Too Raw for FM podcast with the Rigics.
acompañe, me dio la bendición. Junto a su bordón tenía un rosario, rosario que me regaló, reza con él a diario. El perrito descansaba debajo del limón, mi tía hacía tortillas sobre su fogón. En el cuarto de mis padres, tanto los recuerdos, solo en mis sueños ahora puedo verlos. Cada esquina de esa casa tiene su historia, plasmada en el tiempo, no pierde la memoria. Los gritos de los gallos despertándonos temprano, el almuerzo en la escuela con mi jefa y mis hermanos. Los regaños de mi padre corrigieron mis errores, con él yo conocí mis alrededores.
Es la casa de mi madre, donde yo crecí, sin querer un día fue donde partí. Es la casa de mi madre, rincones de nostalgia, jugando por el patio, los años de la infancia.
Es la casa de mi madre,
donde yo crecí, sin querer un día fue donde partí.
Es la casa de mi madre,
rincones de nostalgia, jugando por el patio, los años de la infancia.
Como recuerdo yo ese día, que llorando triste mi madre me decía: hijo, no quiero que te vayas, me duele el corazón pensando que te pierdas. No tenga miedo, madrecita, ocultando el temor yo serio le decía. Después le sonreía para hacerla reír, pues eso como duele ver la madre sufrir. Reabrir esos recuerdos me llenan de nostalgia, la casa de mi madre, alegría que contagia. Mi infancia fue siempre muy alegre, recuerdo a todos juntos mirando aquella tele, en familia con Chabelo, las cobijas en el suelo, todos los domingos, eso era lo primero. Fue el mes de enero que tuve que partir, esa tarde triste cuando yo me fui.
Es la casa de mi madre, donde yo crecí, sin querer un día fue donde partí.
Es la casa de mi madre,
rincones de nostalgia, jugando por el patio, los años de la infancia.
Es la casa de mi madre,
donde yo crecí, sin querer un día fue donde partí.
Es la casa de mi madre,
rincones de nostalgia, jugando por el patio, los años de la infancia.
Cuando escuché este beat, cuando escuché la pista, le dije a Payback: esta canción me recuerda cuando era niño, cuando todos veíamos al Chavo del Ocho, en familia con Chabelo. Me recuerda cada rincón de la casa, aquellas tejas que cuando llovía se sentía la lluvicita, la brisa de la lluvia. Que cuando llovía mucho tenías que hacer un hoyo en la cocina para que ahí cayera el agua para después sacarla. Eso me recuerda. Es la casa de mi jefa.